This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Mick Doohan is five times World MotoGP champion. There's a bit of a tradition every year at the Australian Grand Prix we talk to Mick. Often I'm actually down at the track and I hand the phone to Mick, but this year, Mick, I'm in the studio because I'm not there in any capacity this year. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, Macca. Thank you.
Finally. You're ready for a big day? I mean, I know, you know, you spend a lot of time in the pits, a lot of time with the different teams and the drivers, and also you're on the board of the Australian Grand Prix, but motorsport is in your blood. Why is the Grand Prix so important to Melbourne, Mick?
Well, you know, one thing, you know, one of the biggest sporting events globally, so Victoria to actually support it the way they do, I think, you know, it's regardless, a lot of people bring up the cost, but, I mean, the only thing larger is the World Cup soccer and the Olympics, and they're only every 4 years, and the amount of money invested to have an event like that is ridiculous, so... You know, the advertisement for Australia, but especially Melbourne, Victoria, every year, we should be in the first race. I think it's cheap at the end of the day. And, you know, everyone speaks about Melbourne. A lot of people, no matter whether you're into racing or not, always speak about Melbourne and the F1. You know, I'd love to come and visit Melbourne, even though I'm a Queenslander. It makes me a little jealous.
Oh, I think... You're pretty fond of Melbourne, Mick. I know that you love coming here. Tash wants to ask you a question in a sec, but you've been in the pits.
More way than once.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, particularly a Thursday night recently when we had a few grogs. What's the feeling in the pits? I mean, Daniel Ricciardo, great ambassador for the race and great ambassador for Australia. You know, Lewis Hamilton and all the drivers and the teams. You know, what's the goss? Who do you think's going to end up with pole? What's your gut feel tell you?
Look, you know, at the end of the day, I think Mercedes are still they're still, you know, the testing. Nobody's allowed to test too much these days, so you really can't tell who's doing what. Fuel loads, etc. But Mercedes still seem to have the edge on everybody. The good thing about being here in Melbourne this week is that it's a first race, so everyone's quite light-hearted, but everyone's positive because nobody's lost any points. It's a first round. Everyone's excited to win the points. So everyone's upbeat. People are fairly open about what their prospects are. So at the moment, you know, Red Bull are sort of positive. They've got a new engine supplier this year. Mercedes are good. You know, Renault are still talking, like, perhaps next year. So, but Ferrari as well, they're in the box seat. So, at the moment, it's looking like it's going to be the normal people up front. Red Bull, Ferrari, Mercedes, you know. But for me, it's going to be Mercedes and then everybody else. But the good thing about here being the first event, and we're lucky to have it as the first event, is that everyone's excited. Nobody's had a bad weekend as yet, so there's a great vibe, and Melbourne's putting on the weather.
Mick, it's Tass here. I agree with you. I think that the Grand Prix does actually create a bit of a vibe. You know that it's on when you at 7:15 in the morning when you can hear the cars whizzing around Albert Park. I know some people don't like it and some people complain. My attitude to it is it's just part of the diversity of what makes Melbourne such a great place to live in. It's just another one of those events. It brings in a whole cohort of people. It adds a vibe. It's a bit of a flavour. I like getting on the tram and watching punters sort of coming on and off and getting excited about what's happening, wearing all of their garb as they normally do, you know, those caps and lanyards and things. It's just all part of what makes Melbourne a great place.
Caps and lanyards and
well,
things.
You know what I mean. Earplugs, no, whatever. Absolutely.
But, I mean, you're exactly right. But the whole, it's a carnival, you know, so the whole town's excited. Or, you know, not everyone, as you say, not everyone's here. The Grand Prix.
There's always people who whinge and carry on. They just like whinging half the time.
It doesn't matter whether it's the Grand Prix weekend.
Exactly.
But, I mean, in reality, like, it's an event. The whole town wraps their arms around it. And I think that's what all the international visitors, and they embrace that. So, you know, coming down here, you can feel it. As Macca said, I was with him the other for a dinner the other night, and it's a different vibe. You come down this week, everyone's excited, there's an event in town. It's not dissimilar to the Melbourne Cup. So, you know, I think Melbourne, Victoria is blessed to have this event, and let's hope we keep it for many years to come, because you come down here, and especially this time of year, you know, the weather's generally pretty stable, as much as it can be for Melbourne.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's a great time to be in Melbourne.
Now, Mickey, you in past years, there's been a bit of activity on track by yourself. Are you doing that again this year?
No, unfortunately. You know, I used to do the speed challenge with Mercedes and, you know, run around with the F1. It's another manufacturer has it this year, which is a bit of a shame.
But, you mean a lesser brand?
Some may say that.
What about the rookies this year? You know, there's some new drivers in the teams. I mean, you know, you're a world champion 5 times, and, you know, you've come up in competition against rookies, and, you know, you've observed, and I know your son is a very fast rising star in karting and stuff. What's it feel like, you know, for those rookies, and, you know, how do they give us a bit of a feel as a competitor what it's like to come up against people that have probably got a stronger, if not a stronger, will to win than yourself?
Well, I think with the young guy coming into the sport, you know, like, everyone at some point transitions if that's your goal. But you get there, and next minute you're on the grid, or you're in a sporting event with people that you've sort of grew up admiring. So you've got to get over that factor. But now you're there and there's no excuses, so now they've become a competitor. So now you need to prove yourself. So I think it's good that you have new people coming through. The sport sometimes, especially the top of any sport, you know, a ball sport's a bit different, but motorsport, essentially, it's almost like it's difficult to remove some of the older established guys. So, you know, thankfully we've got some new blood coming in again.
Well, renewal's actually just so important, Mick. I mean, otherwise it just becomes stale and just boring,
but,
you know.
That's right. And I mean, it is difficult. It's hard. It's like, once you're there, it's almost a retirement village or something.
A pretty wealthy retirement village, though.
It is.
We've actually had some more. Well, I was just going to say, we've had some more feedback, and it's of course somebody who doesn't enjoy the Grand Prix.
Doesn't even know how to spell pre.
Well, that was quite funny, actually. PRE, thanks 5559. They prefer tennis, football, racing, and the arts. So, I mean, you know, it's different horses for different courses. But, you know, like any sort of activity, it's important to renew, and it's important to find new blood and new approaches. Otherwise, it just becomes the same old,
and,
really.
You know, Mick, I can tell a really quick story. There's a company in Geelong that is making carbon fibre wheels.
Mm.
And they're quite successful. It's now a multi-million dollar export business. They're supplying Ford and Ferrari and a number of other brands. How they got some of this international exposure was actually at an Australian Grand Prix. Someone from one of the car companies met the person or saw what they were doing, made subsequent contact, and that business is now expanding and employing many more people. And Australia, this is a world leader in carbon fibre wheels, may not have happened without that connection that happened at the Grand Prix.
There you go. There you go.
Now, as I say, like, the state, the country benefits from the exposure that we have in the industry would feed off it. So, you know, as much as it may upset our bubble for a couple of days of year, it actually benefits a whole variety of different people through different walks of life, and employs people, keeps people happy, keeps food on the table. So it's a it should be embraced as what it is. It's one of the world's best sporting events, and we luckily enough have one here.
We do. Now, as you know, Mick, I'm not the world's biggest fan of F1. But I am a huge fan of the event being here in Melbourne because of what it does for Melbourne. I know you're on the board, but you wouldn't be on the board of the Grand Prix unless you actually thought it was worthwhile and it was something that actually added, to Australia. So I congratulate you on that and for your commitment, to it. It takes a lot of time, I know.
No, absolutely. Like, again, I don't get involved with anything I'm passionate about. So, and I enjoy motor racing, number one, of course, but to have both the MotoGP, the Grand Prix, we're actually, not everyone has one. Like, there's more and more of these things, but it's, we are blessed as a country. The exposure that the country gets, and I think we take it for granted how many sporting events that we have in this country, compared to some of the other. We're only maybe up to 25 million.
Yeah.
But so we're a small country, but has some of the world's best sporting events, and sport these days is big business. Especially when you get something like the F1, MotoGP, and the Moto. Australia is one of the biggest car markets globally per population. So,
now Mick, we've run out of time, unfortunately, but it's time. It's always great chatting with you.
And it's time for a bit of lunch, Mick. You probably a bit early for lunch, but
a glass of sparkling would be nice.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
A bit of sparkling red would be nice.
Sparkling red.
Well, enjoy the rest of the festival.
Maybe an hour or two.
Enjoy the rest of the festival, Mick. And
thanks again.
We look forward to our annual chats on Saturday Magazine.
Yeah, no, thanks again, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
Good on you.
As always, enjoyed speaking with you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good on you. That was Mick Doohan, who's a world champion.
Five times.
There you
world
go.
Moto GP.
There you go, Macca. There you go.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.